Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Hello, hello. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining On Air with Russell Hotels. I do appreciate it. Hey, guess what? I've taken my show on the road. This week, I'm actually in San Antonio, Texas at the Hyatt Regency Hill Country, which is right outside of San Antonio. And I do have a guest today. So, you know, I say, who do I want to interview today? I'm at this trade show. I'm at this conference. It's educational. It's specifically for independent meeting planners. And I said, who do I want? And I came up with Ronnie Palma. Ronnie Palma is the VP of Visit Oakland, which is Oakland CVB, or Convention and Business Bureau. So we're going to interview Ronnie today. In fact, that's Ronnie right there. So she was reluctant to join me, but here we are. So this is my first remote, so please bear with me for a couple minutes if we have any technical difficulties. So I'm gonna throw that disclaimer out there that we are remote. So I do appreciate you guys bearing with me. I do appreciate everyone that's actually listening in or watching. One thing I just heard, that I'm now on Apple and Google Podcasts, so you can basically listen to me from around the world now. So, well, I think you could do that anyway with the internet, but now that everybody's in the podcast and things like that, please note that this broadcast or podcast, or this is actually live, will be available on Google Podcasts as well as Apple Podcasts, so, or wherever you listen to podcasts. So just so you know that. Bam, that's what I'm talking about. But anyway, I want you guys to see just a little bit of the grounds of the Hyatt. I mean, you can't see a lot. We're outside. It actually been raining a little bit today, I think, but it's actually a nice day. I hope it's not jumping too much, but I did want to show the hotel a little bit. So, like I said, it's the Hyatt Regency Hill Country in San Antonio. 500-room hotel, about 53,000 square feet of meeting space. It's away from San Antonio, so it's definitely a resort area. They have a lazy river as well as a golf course. So it's a lot of things to do in the area, too, if you have a group that needs to be self-contained and not around anything else. So you definitely have a captive audience out here at this particular hotel. My first time here. Nothing but great Texas hospitality, so I do appreciate the hotel and their staff for doing a great job during this conference. But without further ado, I'm going to introduce Ronnie Palma. Like I said, she is the VP of the Visit, Vice President of Sales and Services with Visit Oakland, which is the Oakland CVB. So, like I said, I'm going to show her, and then we're going to get into an interview with her. I'm going to ask her some questions and things like that, and then go from there. So without further ado, welcome to the stage or to the microphone, Ronnie Palma.
Hello. Thank you for having me on the show.
No, I thank you for at short notice, being willing to even do this. So I do appreciate that. But one thing, we in the industry, meaning hotel people, I follow people that do great things. And I've been reading a lot of great things about you and what you're doing in Oakland. So I do appreciate that. And do I just want anyone on the show? No, I don't. Because the people that I have on the show, basically, they have some substance and they're about something. And I do appreciate the guests that I have and the guests I will have. And you're no exception. So
I've
heard great things about you. So it wasn't that I just grabbed you because you're the first person I saw. I grabbed you because of the things I've heard about you. And we met maybe one or two occasions mm-hmm. before at various trade shows, but we never really had a chance to sit down and talk like we have at this show. So
awesome.
So I do appreciate that. So, but please, if you can, tell me about kind of your rise to where you are now. Where'd you start? And we can go from there.
Awesome. Well, my hospitality career was not a very traditional one. Mm-hmm. I started at the Marriott Foundation. So if you're not familiar, Marriott Foundation is the nonprofit arm of the Marriott.
Okay, I'm not familiar.
Okay, where the Marriott Foundation would assist transitional aged youth with disabilities enter the competitive workforce.
Okay.
So what that would mean is you create customized employment plans, you assess your students. Well, first you recruit your students, assess your students for what their abilities are, and then match them with jobs.
Okay.
And so with these jobs that they'd like to go into, you then work with employers and curate or like have preferred hiring practices for your students. The main emphasis was to ensure that the students retain their jobs because
okay.
there's a large number of students with disabilities that graduate from high school that are unemployed. So gainful mm-hmm. employment is something that's very important so that they can be contributing members to society.
Okay.
This is something that Marriott International is very passionate about. Done that for a few years, I opened up the Oakland office, and that was something I really enjoyed. I really outgrew that position for a while, and I wanted to, do something else. So that's, opening up the office in Oakland really allowed me to see what an impact jobs in hospitality or jobs in the service industry can have on an entire family
okay.
and an entire community. So I went into Marriott group sales, stayed in a cubicle, sold 10 to 99 rooms for the Western Mountain Pacific region. And I did that for about 3 or so years. Really learned the nitty gritty of working in the San Francisco market and having, the Pacific Northwest and Rocky Mountain area as my tertiary market.
Okay. A lot of travel with that?
Not at all. I was in a cubicle 10
okay.
hours a day.
Okay.
Selling hundreds of hotels, but really understanding how hotel sales managers work and the transactions, the sales and the meetings, and really wanted to bring it back home. So when Oakland Marriott became a corporate entity, a corporate
okay.
managed property, I was very excited to then go back to Oakland because that's this is something I've really loved
mm-hmm.
To go back and really do business development for Oakland Marriott City Center.
Okay.
When I did that, I was touching accounts, developing accounts that really weren't handled before because it wasn't a corporate managed hotel.
Okay.
And
what's the difference between a corporate managed and a franchise?
There's really not much of a difference. I mean, except for the management itself.
Mm-hmm.
The franchise property have two standards to adhere to. So their management company as well as the Marriott standards. But in terms of doing business development for Oakland Marriott, I really enjoyed doing that. And so naturally, a position with Visit Oakland came up, and I was so excited to join that team.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
So you've been with Visit Oakland how long?
I've been with Visit Oakland for 2.5 years.
Wow.
Going strong.
Okay.
A lot has changed in the 2.5 years, and I'm just really excited to be a part of the change.
Now, when you came in to Oakland, to Visit Oakland, you weren't the VP at that point.
No, I started off as a director of sales.
Okay.
And I was very fortunate to have a very supportive CEO who was ready for new ideas and was trusting enough to let me run with some of these ideas. It's been a really exciting time. And in my first year, we've made significant strides with really making our hotels work more cohesively with one another. And a lot of the programs that I initiated earned me a promotion as a vice president of sales and services.
Very good. In 2 years?
In 1 year.
In 1 year, you went from director sales to mm-hmm. VP of
yes.
sales and services for Oakland CDP.
Yes.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow. Now, tell me and tell everyone else, or if you can explain, CVB, Convention and Visitors mm-hmm. Bureau. Okay. I know what the CVB stands for, but what's the role of a
sure.
CVB?
This is a great question because there's CVBs and DMOs.
Okay.
They're basically the same thing. They're the tourism arm for the city. A CVB is really like the entity that sells the convention center as well. Like, let's bring it locally. So San Francisco Travel sells Moscone Center, mm-hmm. correct? And so Visit Oakland is more like a DMO, which is a destination marketing or destination management organization, where you don't sell the actual convention center, but then you promote the city itself.
Okay.
So that's what it is. In terms of helping, we have multiple stakeholders. It really depends on how you get your funding, but our stakeholders are hotels as well as meeting planners, as well as international tourism, travel trade, and the local community as well. Mm-hmm. So you have multiple entities that you're responsible for. But in terms of the meetings world, what a CVB or a DMO can do for you is, you know, we are the objective consultant in many sorts, helping you understand what this particular market is like, mm. What resources you can pull, are there any incentives, if that's even applicable, or how to get faster response times. And, you know, like, we know the pulse of what happens during the hotels or the market itself. So if there's something that we can educate you on, like, how flexible are these dates early on, you can really save some time with the whole RFP process. So, and our job too is to also help educate our hoteliers who don't really have the resources to always be out and about. We have the pulse on the meetings market, and we're the voice of the tourists or the meeting planners for our city. So it's really like our job is to make it as possible to do business in Oakland or for the specific city, and to help our hotel salespeople sell or do business much easier with our stakeholders.
So you can be an extended sales team for the hotel, for your hotel partners.
Yes, and an extended sales team for our meeting planners
exactly.
as well.
Exactly.
And for the city and for
yes. yes.
yeah.
So as a meeting planner, which I am, or I do hotel selection. So is it beneficial for me to go through a CVB before I contact the hotel?
Well, I mean, there's lots of meeting planners that already have established relationships with hotels. And that's, you know, we're really just a partner. So if there are already established relationships, it's advisable to just include the CVB or the DMO, just because we can work much better together. It's easier for me to justify using my resources when I'm involved very early on in the process versus, oh, hey, this is an afterthought.
Okay.
Because it's not really the reason for that is because of the way we get our funding. It depends. Like, the DMO CVB world is really tricky because everyone gets their funding from very different resources or different sources. Mm-hmm. In Oakland, we get an assessment as well as an occupancy tax. So, you know, we have to help our hotel partners sell with resources to sell their city.
Okay. I like that. So, lost my train of thought, but I wanted to, people that have just joined, I just want to let you know, Russell of Hotels, myself, we are podcasting or broadcasting live from the Hyatt Regency Hill Country, which is outside of San Antonio. So I'm actually here for a conference, and I'm interviewing Ronnie Palma, who is the VP of Sales, Vice President of Sales and Services for the Oakland. It's called Visit Oakland, but it's the Oakland CVB. I'm getting that wrong. So visitoakland.com, right? Mm-hmm. So if you went to visitoakland.com, give you all the information about Oakland and things to do, places, foodie places, things like that, and as well as hotels, anything from a tourist inn or from a meeting inn, they're the source for you from A to Z. So I understand you're kind of a foodie. Is that true?
Yes, too much.
so let us know about some like food options and things like that.
Sure.
You know, for let's say individuals, but then as groups as well.
Awesome. Well, Oakland is a culinary hotspot. We have lots of restaurants that are homegrown and lots of independent restaurants. So you don't really see big chains in Oakland in terms of stores or restaurants. Travel Channel has named us as the top international food destination in the country, as well as we're also a top vegan destination. That's
really
kind of a surprise as well by Vegan News.
Really?
So we have lots of different
options. You're
going
with vegetarian/vegan, right?
Definitely. Okay. You can find vegan soul food in Oakland. Quite tasty. Vegan okay. Filipino food.
Wow.
So there's a lot of diversity in our food and our culture as well.
Okay. Wow. Very good. So are you born and raised in Oakland?
I'm not. I'm actually immigrated from the Philippines.
Okay.
Grew up a little bit in Cambridge, Massachusetts. I basically went to school at UC Berkeley and then fell in love with Oakland and okay. decided to stay.
So a Cal Bear.
Yes, go Bears.
Okay. What's going on with their football team? What? I'm sorry. I can't hear. I'm sorry. Yeah. Should I not have asked that?
No. I'm always a Cal Bear fan.
Huh?
I'm always a Cal Bear fan.
Okay, regardless of how they do or whatever.
I'm a diehard fan.
Okay. All
through
right.
and through.
All right. Okay, what do you think about, Cal. Jared Goff went to Cal, right?
Yes, Jared Goff went to Cal.
Okay, all right. I know he didn't have a good showing or the team didn't do well in the Super Bowl,
sure.
but they did make it.
They did.
So you're a fan of Jared Goff? And
I am, and Marcus Peters was also an Oakland native and played
okay.
in his first Super Bowl.
Okay.
So that's
there
very exciting as well.
We talk about it all on air with Russell Hotel, so it's not just about hotels, but
sure.
let me rope us back in and get back to the subject at hand.
But in terms of groups dining in Oakland, mm-hmm. There are multiple options, and, you know, groups and conferences and tourism is the number three industry in Oakland. And so our small stores as well as our restaurants are very eager and excited to host you. Our entire city is like very eager and excited to host you because it's such a big part of our community. Okay. It's a way that we can celebrate our culture and celebrate what we do very well.
Very good. Now, when you first started with Marriott years ago, did you ever think that you would be at a CVB? Did you ever
yeah.
have aspirations of being at a
yeah.
at Visit Oakland or any other DMO
sure.
or CVB?
That is a great question. I actually didn't know that they existed.
Okay.
In my career, I just thought I was just going to be a hotel person through and through. I come from a nonprofit background, so really, that sense of like uplifting a community has been something very important to me, as well as my education from Berkeley. That just kind of goes hand in hand. But my experience with the Marriott Foundation has really helped me develop my love for Oakland and the people in Oakland. So we employ, like, hospitality groups and conferences. They employ a lot of people in the city of Oakland. So this is one way that I can make all my experience in my life, like, culminate into something that I do. So it's not just about bringing meetings and conferences to a location. It's about uplifting a community, making sure that someone has a job, helping an adult, like, learn about their passion in life through, like, hospitality. So it's something that's very near and dear to me, and it's really cool to watch a whole city just behind it.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I like that. Very good. Thank you so much for sharing that. Your average day. What's the average day of a vice president of sales and services for Visit Oakland?
An average day is not average at all. I spend my, like, 80 to 85% of my time on the road. So it's knowing how to manage my team from remote places and really empowering my team to make decisions so that we can all go towards our common goal of helping our hotels and helping our meeting planners and helping our travel agents book Oakland. Okay. So I'm on the road 80 to 85% of the time. It could either be professional development, industry related conferences, or a lot of trade shows. Mm-hmm. We have, like, meetings with individual planners. One of the things that I'm starting to do is creating customer advisory boards, as well as, doing some data analytics to really strategize, like, where we should go next. One of the things that I'm really fond of doing is taking the data that we have and going, okay, we have a strong market right now. Like, Oakland has an 84% annual occupancy rate. And
that's great.
No, it's great. Yeah. It's great, but we only have 5,000 hotel rooms. So how do we create opportunities for more developers to come in? Mm-hmm. So it's really a much larger picture. So I look at analytics and say, well, you know, how do we find people that have sourced Oakland before, but I see that there's, like, a gap in closure that clearly tells me that I need to exert some effort to educate people in certain regions. Okay. So that's something I'm really looking at doing now, using a lot of analytics to make our decisions for Oakland, because we are an emerging destination and so many things are changing, and you have to make very, very smart, calculated, and intentional decisions.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Now, you mentioned analytics and all that. Now, how do you, if you can share that, how do you gather your
sure.
data? Because we all know, or at least I know this, mm-hmm. it's this thing called big data where
yes.
you're
There's
able
so
to
much
compile
of it.
This information. Right? Mm-hmm. But how do you get it? Where do you get it? And I guess, how do you use it?
Sure. So, I mean, there are certain resources that we use. Cvent, of course. So Cvent provides great analytics. Our CRM platform, SimpleView, as well. Okay. One of the things that Visit Oakland is doing that is new this year that I'm really excited about, my vice president of marketing and myself, we're really trying to create more of a smarketing organization. So we own a lot of data ourselves, but then right now, like, currently in this state, my sales team, we're not really using our own website for data analytics. These are things that we own. Mm. So what we're trying to do is we're really trying to formalize and create, like, great landing pages for meeting planners to use. And then we can capture those analytics and make better decisions for our city with that. The way, you know, typically sales and marketing, we operate in silos. So it's really undoing a lot of the infrastructure that we have and creating smarter goals. Like, for example, one of the things that we'd like to do is, you know, after we go to a trade show, when we create, we're in the process of a brand refresh. Mm-hmm. So a lot of things are in transition right now. So one of my goals is, once we're done with this brand refresh, you know, after I go to a trade show, we're going to have certain landing pages for our meeting planners. Instead of me sending a Dropbox link with all the tools that you need, this should live on our website. And then I can really capture what's really what's really happening, how effective am I being? So we're really using our resources to better use with calculated decisions.
Okay.
Another thing that we'd like to do is that we're implementing in our new KPIs is, you know, we don't sell a convention center, so I'd really like to move away from looking at, okay, how many room nights did we actually book, and just going, well, okay, doing surveys and saying, are we finding the right business that our hotels are looking for right now, creating surveys for that, and then having our marketing team go through surveys as well, and saying, are we creating content that's actually relevant for meeting planners or for our hotel partners? So we just work more efficiently. We're a very, very small team. Many DMOs, CVBs have small teams, so you do like 6 people jobs. So you just have to work smarter. We have a lot of tools, and so, you know, we have really great resources, like Destinations International. It's like our association for all the destinations. Mm-hmm. We learn from each other, people that are a little bit more established. We learn from people's mistakes, and, you know, it's a very supportive community. So when you're working with your CVB and DMOs, we most likely know each other. Mm-hmm. So, and we all work together really well. So I really encourage you to use like us as a resource, like as a whole group.
Gotcha. Wow. That's pretty deep.
Well, you know, it's learning from very smart people. Okay. It's not like I'm thinking of this on my own. Mm-hmm. We've really put together focus groups of meeting planners. We've listened to the mistakes of previous DMOs. We go to a lot of professional development so that we can learn how to think strategically. We want to use our money to make it work smarter.
That makes sense.
Definitely.
That makes sense. And what role does, I mean, I know you get analytics and things like that, but as far as social media,
sure.
What is your take on social media?
Yes.
Do we use it enough?
Yes.
In your world or even in the hotel and property, mm-hmm. your partners?
Sure. You know, I personally love social media, and I mean, with the social media that I want to do, sometimes we don't have the resources for it. So it's really important to like the take that I have on it, instead of having a meeting social media, it matters when it's from the personal.
Okay.
I looked at my social media and all my friends are my associates from work. And I was like, do I even have any more family on here? And it's interesting because when I'm doing business, I know who I'm doing business with. And I'm sure people feel that same way about me. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, we don't have all the time in the world to spend with people. But when you know them on social media, you feel like you're spending time with people, and you know them on a more personal level without having to physically be there. But it's a really great tool. I love it.
Now, do people, they see you post things of where you are, what you're doing? And
I do.
And what's the reaction from like friends, people that are not in the industry?
You know, I would, yeah. I'm feeling like most of my friends are in the industry now.
Oh, okay.
but you know, like I did see that people that, you know, some people that aren't in the industry just think I just travel all the time and have a great time.
Well, you said 85% of the time that is travel.
I actually travel all the time. But it, you know, the thing is, like, people learn tips and tricks on how to travel. Uh-huh. Like I, you know, how to like always check your seating and how things like that. Like tips and tricks on how to like sit properly in a plane. Mm-hmm. Like what to eat, the best like restaurants in at an airport.
Really, you come up with this or
sometimes
read?
Like I read a lot. Okay. All my time I spend my time reading anything on travel or anything open related. I do have to commit myself to read one leadership book a quarter, otherwise I'll just be reading social media feeds.
Okay.
Which is really important.
That's very good. So I'll just ask this, what outside of Oakland International Airport, mm-hmm. which airport do you spend the most time in? Because I know there's, no matter where you go, there's some connecting flights somewhere, or maybe, I don't know if you fly a lot direct flights,
mm-hmm.
but like say, I don't know, say,
Houston.
St. Louis, or so
definitely
spend a lot
Houston.
Of time in Houston?
I do.
Okay, so you know.
I spend a lot of time in Houston.
So you, So you know the top restaurants to eat in the Houston airport.
Well, I do like to go to the lounges.
Okay.
I like my United Lounge and I like my my Amex, like Centurion Lounge. Mm. But then I do like, those are the lounges I like. But I do like the Papado's. The Papado's there.
Love Papado's
there because I'm not a big breakfast person. Okay. And then when you go there early in the morning, mm-hmm. they have like lunch.
Okay.
So that's what I'm really into.
Okay. So did you hear that? You're in Houston at the airport. Which one? Is that Houston Hobby or?
No, Houston.
What's the other one?
Bush? Nope.
Bush? Is it Bush?
Yes.
One of them.
One of them. Sorry. Oh my God. IH.
Yeah.
Papado's. And then there's the Banh Mi place, the Vietnamese place. That's really good too.
Cool. All right. So, if you had a chance to tell someone about Oakland, why they should book there, why they should go there, what would you say?
You know, Oakland has a very strong sense of place. You know that you're in Oakland, and you know, as someone that goes to conventions and meetings 85% of their life, I love going to a place where I'm going to see and experience something that I won't experience or see anywhere else. So in Oakland, there's like small businesses. You'll find stores there that you won't find anywhere else. There's a reason why Nat Geo named Oakland as one of the best trips to take in 2019. So Nat Geo identified 28 cities in the entire world, divided them into four categories. And the category that Oakland fell under was culture. Mm-hmm. We were the only city in the United States that was in that category. And we're in the same category as Cairo, Egypt.
Wow.
Bauhaus Trail, Germany. So those are the kinds of destinations we are. And I really believe it's because it's a strong sense of place that you're in. People are very, very welcoming and really are eager to celebrate this culture that's Oakland, that's so incredibly inclusive. Mm. You see every single kind of person with different kinds of accessibilities there. Strong, strong cultural history of like social justice, but a complete celebration of like just being happy.
Okay. Wow.
So when you want to get inspired to do bigger things, to see how a city can responsibly grow, Oakland is the place that you want to go.
Wow, that's, I guess that's why you're at the VP Visit Oakland, because that was a great response.
You know, I when you asked me, like, did I ever think I wanted to work for a CVB, and the only CVB I ever thought about working for was Visit Oakland. Mm-hmm. And that was when I was at the Marriott, and I was like, well, the Oakland Marriott City Center. I was like, oh, there's an organization here. There was an amazing leader named Ali Best who's very influential. Yes, you know her. Yeah. So everyone knows her. Mm-hmm. Had a great vision. And, you know, we're really taking the great work that Ali Best and Brandy was doing, Samantha, mm-hmm. all the great work that they did putting the word out there. And now we're just kind of elevating what they've done. So we're really grateful to the people that have really done all the gritty work. We have to be scrappy to be mm-hmm. in Oakland. And I just feel so honored to be a part of this growth.
Wow, that's great. I mean, that's you mentioned three people that I happen to know and know of their ethics as well. So that's great that you recognize the people that came before you.
Definitely.
It doesn't always happen. That's for
no,
sure.
and you know, like, we're, you know, once you work in Oakland, you just have a love for it. Mm-hmm. And right now our CEO, Mark Everton, he's extremely supportive, extremely innovative, and he likes to play around with ideas. And that's something that's really refreshing. So Oakland is an incubator of sorts, mm-hmm. you know. So it just makes sense that people are here to do hard work, but to have fun and to make sure that we represent the city in the best way possible. We have a very, very strong team right now. Nancy Samuelson has extensive history with working in the city. She's our new VP of marketing, and she worked for the city of Indian Wells.
Okay.
Mark Everton has is our CEO and has worked in every single hotel in Oakland, as well as San Francisco, okay, in a GM capacity or a finance capacity. My experience is, you know, as you heard earlier, pretty diverse, but very invested in the success of Oakland and the people of Oakland. So that's something that we all bring to the table that really complements one another. Mm-hmm. So we're very fortunate to just have smart, strong people.
That's good. That's great. Now, how many people work for in your department?
In my department, we currently have three.
Okay. That is a lean, mean machine.
It is. That's why we're on the road a lot. you know, I had the privilege of developing my last sales manager to become a director of sales in another city. So as heartbreaking as it was to lose her, it was very, I felt very honored to be able to help develop a new person to become a leader, a contributing leader to our fantastic industry. So with that little setback, we had every intention to add another person on, and yeah, a little setback. So I have to stabilize my team a little bit. I brought on a rock star superstar named Rex Maction, who came from the San Francisco, Omni, mm-hmm. And who's worked in Marriott Group Sales or worked in group sales, period. So we're going to onboard him, and then we're continuing to build our team. But we had a little slight setback there. I anticipate the growth to happen within 6 months.
Wow, that's good.
Yes.
And that's good that you groom people for their next step.
Of course.
It's not always about you. It's about
of course.
Them. And I mean, that's people. I don't hear that all the time.
Well, you know, I wouldn't be where I am if someone didn't trust me. And you know, when I hire somebody, it's really like, what can I learn from them? And what are you going to contribute here? Because mm-hmm. I'm not the like genius. I'm basically the person that will allow you the platform to really, you know, make calculated risks and to develop yourself. And I think that's just the brand of Oakland itself. I mean, if you think about like Children's Fairyland, that is a storybook land, a storybook like park where Walt Disney went to and decided, you know what, I need a bigger one of these. So it launched Disneyland. Mm-hmm. So this is just the brand of Oakland. We develop leaders. We develop people that contribute to the society.
Wow. I'm blown away. I'm blown away, Ronnie. Okay, so you're near San Francisco.
Yes.
Okay. Would San Francisco be competition for you as far as getting business? I mean, does the same business want to come to San Francisco
sure.
and Oakland?
You know, it's really interesting. Like everyone in the Bay Area works with San Francisco, like San Francisco Travel. We are members of San Francisco Travel.
Okay.
And I think there's similar organizations like that. I think Houston is doing something very similar. Mm-hmm. Yes and no. San Francisco Travel sells all of the Bay Area.
Okay.
But in many instances, we partner together a lot. Like, for example, for the very first time in history, AIDS 2020, it's an international conference that was held in Amsterdam 4 years ago. This is the first time that they're going to have it in two cities, in Oakland and in San Francisco.
Okay.
So we really work together to sell the two destinations. They're blocking, I mean, they're using the Oakland Convention Center as well as the newly rebuilt Moscone Center.
Okay.
So it's really interesting how we can use two different communities to make a statement. And in this conference, what we really sold them in is, you know, there's so much development in the AIDS research world, mm-hmm. right? And you can do a complete live comparative study on two different cities that are close to one another with two different budget allocations and how that impacts things. And so you can really have a more intense discussion on, you know, disparities on race, on economy, on what kind, you know, on sexuality,
mm-hmm.
all these different things. So it's really cool how we can work together in that sense. But then in many ways, Oakland has become a very, very distinct culture. You know, there's a time and place for San Francisco. I mean, I've sold the San Francisco market for a while, and I love the city.
Mm-hmm.
So for organizations that are looking to are looking to be the big fish in a little pond, or those organizations that are just launching their career, their brand, and they really want the whole city behind them, you know, with less rooms to commit. They're not quite there yet. Oakland is definitely the place. You know, in many ways we overlap, but in more ways we complement one another.
Very good. But you know what? You're a great interview. And this is unrehearsed, just so everyone knows. I mean, these are just questions that are just flowing. So I do appreciate that. Now, as far as somebody just, let me just say this, for people that just joined in, we're live from the Hyatt Regency Hill Country in San Antonio, Texas. We're live with Ronnie Palma, who is the Vice President of Sales and Services for Visit Oakland. So visitoakland.com. Okay, so check that out. We're talking about Oakland. We're talking about travel. We're talking about meetings. We're even talking about competition for Oakland. But it all comes back to, you need to check out Oakland because there's some unique things that are going on there. And the people that I talk to have a passion for it. So if they have a passion for it, there must be something good happening in Oakland. That's for darn sure. So you said three people working for you. You're hiring more, or at least one other person?
In
about 6 months.
Part of my hiring strategy is really, you know, Rex just started 7 business days ago. So I really wanted to assess and see what his strengths are and where he wants to contribute and really build a team where I can fill another hole. So the first 6 months, I'm going to be assessing what Rex likes to do. And he's going to be telling me what his strengths are and what he needs to work on. And then we would then formulate, well, what kind of person do we need to fill that hole?
How many shows would you say you go to a year?
Visit Oakland or me personally?
Well, representing Visit Oakland.
We definitely go to more than 48.
Okay. Wow.
Yes, because I know we take at least 2 trips a month.
Okay. At 2 trips a month?
Yes.
Someone's gone 2 trips a month. Or you take 2 trips a month?
At least 2 trips a month.
You?
For the
personally.
Most part, yes.
Okay.
I can be reached best on my cell phone. I can be reached best on my cell phone. Definitely.
So, okay, with you traveling as much as you do, say somebody just starting to travel, right?
Sure.
What tips would you give? What are like musts? You must do this. You must do, or you must take this. You must take that on trips. What would you say that is?
You must hydrate on the plane.
Okay.
I personally like to drink a lot of water and club soda on the plane. At first, it was really easy to take a cocktail on the plane, but I actually don't like to do that because after a while you get very, very thirsty and then you just feel groggy, eating beforehand because the plane food kind of messes up your jet lag. Making sure you sleep or try to meditate so that you can normalize your hours. There have been times where I was in 3 different time zones in 1 month. And, you know, it was very difficult on the body. I'm still working on getting a more normalized, like, work-life balance or, like, healthy workout schedule. So that's something that I constantly work on. But, you know, to just be patient and to just try to come home at least once a week.
Okay. So is it glamorous to travel?
The first month it was. No, I'm just kidding. You know, for me, I just feel like it's a privilege and I don't take it lightly. You know, once I start to get really tired and complain, I just think it really is quite a privilege to represent your city. And when I get to my destination, it's like I'm on. You know, and then I come back and I reflect and go, okay, I spent all this time there. I owe it to the people that I met with and to my organization to document everything that I possibly could. And I do that on the plane, actually, just so that, like, I can really maximize the amount of money I've spent, because that's always a big thing. How much ROI are you getting?
Exactly.
And how respectful am I to the people that have decided to spend time with me? Have I really listened enough? And am I capturing everything that I need so I can better serve them?
Very good. Now, do you know a Doug Anthony?
I do.
Okay. He's just sending.
Hi, Doug.
Yes.
And Doug is actually one of our fantastic planners that were part of our focus group that have really helped us create our sales and marketing plan. So thank you, Doug, and the team. You know who you are, focus group folks.
He said two of my favorite people. So I guess he's talking about me and you.
Yeah.
Okay. But no, I met Doug at a show last
yes.
year, and we kept in touch over the last year or so. So
he's yeah, amazing.
So he's a good guy. In fact, he's in the Bahamas. He lives.
Of course,
in the
he is.
So that's our furthest guest, maybe a furthest listener. So that's good. So thank you, Doug, for supporting. I do appreciate that. He says you're very welcome. See, that's what I'm talking about. And then yeah. someone says they like your attitude of your business.
Thank you.
See, that's good. Thank you, Janie Parrish. That's actually a relative of mine. I didn't pay you, Janie. I'm sorry. But thank you very much for being a good cousin. Let's see. Well, we're winding down a little bit. So we got a couple more minutes left. But I think did I ask you what, you know, why would you bring something to Oakland? Or mm-hmm. I already asked you that. So, mm-hmm. well, okay. You asked something.
Sure. So what, you know, I'd like to know, like, what you look for in a CVB. Do you use CVB partners?
Wow, you're gonna put me in on the hot seat now. You know, I'll be honest. I do use them, but I was not consistent with it. And that's one thing that moving into this year, I'm going to make sure I copy the CVBs on every single thing that I do, mm-hmm. because they are resources for us, and mm-hmm. and they definitely do help out. But sometimes I forget to click that last, you know, mm-hmm. box. Mm-hmm. And for people that don't understand what I'm talking about, I use a tool called Cvent, and
yeah.
and basically it's a place that we can source out business. We you know, put in RFPs, requests for proposals, and they go directly to the hotels. So, but there is a last box you can click with your CVB representative. And I always fail, not always, but I have failed to click that box, and it'll go to them. So they receive the lead too. So they know exactly what's going on or who's bidding for things in their city or their destination, things like that. So to answer your question, yeah, I don't use it as consistently as I should, but I definitely know the value of what a CVB brings to the table.
Mm-hmm.
I do respect what you guys do. And to me, being a former hotel person, the pinnacle, if you're going to stay in that on that side, the pinnacle is being in a CVB, because
yeah.
you're not just representing one hotel, you're representing a destination.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the greatest thing. If you can affect the destination, affect someone's mm-hmm. mindset, you know, that goes somewhere else, but then you can get them to come to your destination based on what you know about your destination, based on you live in this destination, you breathe it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have a passion for it.
Mm-hmm.
And you definitely do. And believe me, you know, I'm going to say this, a lot of people don't have the same passion that you do, and they represent CVBs and destinations.
Well, Oakland is a very, very special place. It's really hard to not fall in love with it. But one thing I do want to encourage is, you know, in the spirit of data and analytics, one of the things that we're capturing as CVBs is we're noticing that, you know, if you've used a CVB one time, you know, meeting planners tend to feel bad and say, oh, well, this is going to be a repeat group or we don't want to bother them.
Yeah.
Nothing is a bother. We really get a lot of us get our funding from the occupancy in the hotels.
Okay.
So the more we are aligned, the more we can justify creating programs for our hotels, funding different events and activities to educate people about our destinations. So it's not a bother at all. Please continue to use CVBs and DMOs, like, for multiple ways. It could be repeat business. It could be big or small.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
We're going to wind down the show now.
Thank you for having me.
I want to thank once again. Oh, I'm sorry. Once again, I want to thank Ronnie Palma from Visit Oakland. Remember, visitoakland.com.
Yes.
That's how you can get a hold of her. I mean, I know you can go to the staff and see pictures and click on it, and email address and all that stuff is there, right?
Yes.
Okay. So thank you very much. And I want to thank my excuse me. I want to thank the Hyatt Regency Hill Country San Antonio. I'm sitting here reading this because it's not that I'm forgetting where I am, but anyway, it's the Hyatt Regency Hill Country in San Antonio. It's a resort.
Beautiful.
Yes, a beautiful resort on, I think they said, I don't know, several hundred acres, 300 acres or something like that. But it's very nice. So if you're ever in San Antonio, come check it out. And so I want to thank everyone for listening in. Doug, Janie, and all the rest of the crew, Monday, I want to thank you guys for checking in and participating in On Air with Russell Hotels, because I can't exist if you guys don't listen. Once again, remember that I'm now on the podcast. So anywhere you listen to podcasts, that's Apple or Google Podcasts, we're on that now. So go check it out. On Air with Russell of Hotels. And then one thing I want to say, I have actually booked two pieces of business in
Thank
Oakland.
You.
It's been a couple of years. They were sports groups, but Oakland is definitely on my radar. So when Perfect. Clients are looking, you know, Northern California, things like that, Oakland is definitely on my destination. So hopefully people that are listening will, you know, think about Oakland when you're planning, not even just a group, but just go to visit, because it's
definitely.
A lot of cultural things that are going on in Oakland. I mean, we all know how Oakland basically got on the map, and there's still some passionate things that are going on there now. So we need to be a part of that, or at least check it out. So thank you very much. I want to sign off now, and we thank you so much for joining.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. Email Russell at russell@russellofhotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.